monthly segment with our terrific friends from the Hackettstown Free Public Library. And our guest, Jerry Galante, the director, is back with us this morning. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning.
Ugly sweater day today at the library. Is that what that is?
It is, yeah. It's actually ugly sweater day across the country, I guess.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, at least that's what the daily fact board in the library told me last night. So okay. Today will be ugly sweater day. So
excellent.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of the staff know this, but
all right.
I'm certainly showing up with an ugly
sweater. You are showing up. There's no doubt about that.
That's what it is.
But I'll leave the surprise for and the details of the sweater for the staff when they see it later. But,
good call.
Great choice. Excellent choice. Before we talk about the events coming up, Jerry, saw a news story the other day that talked about Gen Z and the young generation and their use of libraries. And I was rather encouraged at some of the statistics that said more than half of that really young generation, the Gen Z, has been to and visited a physical library over this past year. Are you seeing an uptick maybe where you guys are? Or I would think that's something pretty encouraging for library people that are involved in that you're getting that young consumer who is coming back to the library. You know, they're putting down the phone and actually getting back involved in physical books. I thought that was some pretty positive news that I saw the other day.
Yeah, it's nice to hear. I wouldn't say that I've noticed an uptick, but let's hope there is one.
Okay.
That is encouraging. And I know that the younger crowd tends to go for experiential things. So going to a library counts as, you know, something that's right. IRL, as they say.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Anything that brings people to the library to, you know, take out books or even just sit in the library and read something. You don't necessarily even have to take something out. But once again, we are one of the few places that still exists that is free, regardless of how long you spend in the building. So,
that's great.
You know, not too many of those around.
Yeah, that's true. So in addition to that, you've got some great events that are coming up. They really cater to different age groups throughout the entire month. Did you want to highlight some of the stuff coming up in December?
Sure. I'll just talk about a couple things.
Sure.
Tomorrow, we have a local author, Mike Caprio, coming. His book, A Bump in the Road, is about his battle with a rare genetic disease. And he'll be at the library from 12 to 1 doing a reading, a signing, selling some books. Come out, support a local author. I mean, this is what, you know, the bread and butter is for the area. Like, we should definitely be supporting people who are from this town or from this region who are trying to express themselves in any way they can. So come out. I think it'll be a great event. We, on the 19th, from 6 to 7:30, we have Christmas cake decorating. So if you want to learn how to make squiggles or, you know, I can't really speak to what exactly is going to be crafted at the event, but there will be some sort of cake decorating event. So definitely come show up, see what you can do with a cake. You never know. You may be a latent artist and you're just not aware of it.
Exactly. And that's one of those things that the people that are good at it, Jerry, are so good at it. And you could learn a thing or two from just some of their techniques and some of their ideas.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Great. I went to the Thanksgiving cake decorating one that we had.
Yeah.
And it's a former staff member of mine at a previous job who used to work as a cake decorator. So she is nice enough to come in and show other people how to do it. And watching her do it, it's kind of like, oh, that's it's like watching a painter paint. And you're kind of like, wow, that's. You know, when you watch Bob Ross, it starts out and you go, this isn't going to be anything. And by the end, you're like, wow, you know. And so it's a very similar type thing.
That's
where
exactly
it's very unassuming.
Right. Great analogy. That's perfect, though.
On the 21st, that night from 6 to 7:30 also, we have an event called Wrap and Yap. And that is, if you have not wrapped your gifts or you don't really like to wrap your gifts, come to this event. Bring your gifts with you. We'll have wrapping. We'll have tape. We're going to have hot chocolate, cookies, holiday music. Come talk about what you do during the holidays. Meet some new people. It's just kind of a social event, which we thought would be a lot of fun to have. So
that's great. You know,
have fun with that.
Yeah. You want to move on from the gift bag at some point. Don't you? You know, a gift bag is so easy. That's the easy way out. You put it in the bag, you hand it to somebody. And I'm so jealous of people, Jerry, that are really good at wrapping gifts. It's a skill and you could develop the skill. And again, you could probably at the Wrap and Yap, you'll encounter people that could show you a tip or two. Why
that's
not?
Exactly right?
Right. That's
great. I'm not very good at wrapping gifts.
That's two of us. Right?
Yeah, so definitely any pointers I can snag from someone else would be helpful.
That's
and
cool.
Like you said, the gift bag, that's the, you know, is that considered the greatest modern sin? I don't know, but definitely, I mean, just going to it, it's the easiest way around, right?
It's up there,
just
yes.
Just throw it in there, throw some paper on top of it, good enough. and on the 22nd at 10:30 in the morning, we have a holiday story time for the kiddos. That's Christmas and Hanukkah songs. Ms. Rebecca and Karen are going to be performing, and you'll have some fun there. You'll learn some new songs you may not have heard. So that'll be a lot of fun for everybody involved. And I just want to do a recap here real quick. Last weekend, we had our holiday mini bazaar from the Friends.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. Thanks very much to our Friends organization and everybody who came out to buy things to support the Friends and just to get some gifts for their loved ones. It was a nice, successful event. And, you know, we hope to see you at a next Friends event that we'll be having probably in the spring.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody that came out and supported that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely a lot of fun. So I just want to give you a heads up. The library will be closed on the 25th and the 26th for Christmas, and on the 1st for New Year's.
Okay.
So just from me and the rest of the staff at the library, happy holidays to everybody. Have a safe and happy, healthy New Year, and we'll see you guys as soon as you can.
Look forward to it. And before you know it, you'll be back, and we'll be going through the January stuff. So that's cool.
For sure.
Thank Excellent. You. Jerry Galante, director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too.
Thank you for some really good, upbeat, energetic content every month here on the program. Greatly appreciated. And the ugly sweater thing is going to be a big hit in the office today, I think.
Well, thank you. And thank Great you call. For hosting me. Thank Norm. Thank everybody here.
You bet.
Happy holidays to everybody here as
and,
well.
And to you and your family as well. Thank you.